Now, I'm pleased to be joined again in the studio by Luke Adams from Brentwood Biscotti. Good afternoon, Luke.
Good afternoon.
How are you doing? You all right?
Yes, I'm very well. It's very sunny today, which is
beautiful.
Nice.
Always, yeah.
Pleasant.
Yes, very
pleasant
nice.
Journey.
Now, you're from Brentwood Biscotti, so just briefly, for anyone who doesn't know, can you tell us what Brentwood Biscotti is all about?
Yes, it's a networking event that I host. Yep. Biscotti is owned by a group, and it's called Business Biscotti. We have one in Brentwood, which I host, manage, organize, etc. And it's a great place for businesses to come to generate leads, build relationships, energize themselves, meet new contacts. And, you know, if particularly if you're working, but even if you're working on your own, guess what? You can meet other people, learn from them.
Yeah.
And get yourself out of bed rather than just working on your own. But we have small companies from one man, one woman organizations through to large corporates such as banks come along.
Very useful, I would imagine. Yeah. I mean, you had your last monthly meeting on Tuesday of this week. What were the highlights of that?
Well, for me, I managed to get some time to network. Normally, being the host, you meet and greet, you say hello, and you go. It's a bit like having a wedding.
Yep.
You actually meet everybody, but no one.
Right.
This time, I actually did get to spend a little bit more time getting to know some of the people rather than being pulled from pillar to post, which was great. Also, what I do is, depending on how the meeting is going, I kind of let everyone stand up and speak and tell them about a business so everyone gets to know who's in the room. And we actually went on a bit longer, so rather than it just being 10, 20 seconds to 60 seconds, which is normal in most networking events, we kind of let everyone say 2 or 3 minutes, have a conversation with them about what their business is going. So that was really good.
Yeah, great. Okay. Now, we normally have a bit of a chat about marketing in general, and you sort of choose a bit of a subject for
us. Because my day job, I'm the CEO of a marketing company.
Okay.
So to help businesses, and networking is one of those avenues to help generate leads, generate income, build relationships. So it goes hand in hand. So today I thought I'd talk about, I normally talk about business-to-business sales, so business-to-business marketing. But I thought, well, you know what, I can talk about business-to-consumer sales. So what happens if you're selling, like a hairdresser, or you're selling products to the end customer,
right,
and not a business?
Yeah.
It's very different when it comes to marketing. There are different marketing channels, different avenues to do. It could be an estate agent, for example. You're selling to the end customer. You're not selling to another business.
Sure. Yeah.
So what is it can you do that will generate business? And I get asked all the time, what if I can only do one marketing? Let's say I've only got budget for one thing.
Yeah.
What should I do? And after testing every marketing channel, everything, I would probably say, if I had to hang my hat on one thing, would be what's known as pay-per-click advertising.
Okay.
Now, you may have heard of Google.
Yes.
And Google's pay-per-click advertising. But it's not just Google I'm referring to. I'm referring to anything online where your audience is looking and they would click a specific advert to do something.
Okay. Yeah.
And the reason it's so good is that you can set a budget around exactly what you want it to do. You can set an audience type that you want it to do, an area, a demographic, everything, and that can all be tracked.
Right.
So the reason it's so powerful, let's take Facebook pay-per-click. They have a pay-per-click, they're advertising. You will see the adverts on the right-hand side in Facebook, which is directed at consumers. So you think about consumer advertising. 1 billion people go on Facebook, and they're consumers.
Yeah.
Sure, they're all could be business owners and directors, but the focal point is consumer marketing. Also, in the news feed, where we're now sort of chatting to our family, comes up advertising as well, and that's all pay-per-click advertising.
Sure.
And what you can do, so let's say you're a local hairdresser, you can specifically target an audience within 15 miles of where you're based.
Geographically as well,
you can target a man, woman, age. You can target an income. You can then create the advert that is specifically enticing to a particular type. So let's say it was you were doing highlights.
Yeah.
You can make the advert focused on that. And now what you can do with Facebook, which is why it's amazing for businesses to really understand and start to implement, is rather than having to ask that person to enter their name and email address in a form to gather their contact details to build that relationship, because that's what normally happens.
Yeah.
You click an advert, you go to a website, it says enter your details here to get a discount code.
Sure.
Well, what Facebook have done now is you just click the button and it takes the mobile phone number and the email address from when you signed up to Facebook and sends it to the ad owner.
It's a bit scary, all this, isn't it, really?
So you can think how powerful that would be.
Yeah, yeah.
Is obviously the consumer has to click and say, yes, I'm interested. But let's say you're a hairdresser and you say, get 15% discount.
Mm-hmm.
Click the button to get your 15% discount code. Right.
So, as a business, do you need a specialist company to set all this up for you?
No, you can do it. I mean, if you're looking at really maximizing conversions, because that's the important thing. People think, if we get enough people to see the ad, it's going to work. Yeah. Well, it doesn't work. Otherwise, we would just put our advert in magazines with the greatest circulation.
Yeah.
It doesn't work like that. If you want to maximize what's known as conversions, i.e. take them from a click to a buyer, I would start to speak to a company like myself, expert companies in conversion.
Yeah.
But if you can't afford to do that, because obviously you would be paying a management fee plus the advertising fee. So if you don't have budget, it's very, very simple to get it set up anyway that you can do yourself.
Right.
The clever bit is looking at the numbers, is looking at why did only 100 people click my advert?
Right.
And then understanding the psychology of what makes people buy.
Yeah.
If you're looking at a budget, you know, what should you spend? I see people saying, oh, I only want to spend £100 a month on my advertising.
Uh-huh.
Well, that's fine.
Yeah.
But what are you expecting in return from that £100?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if you think of putting that £100 on the stock market and you were to get a great return, let's say 20% return.
Right.
If you're happy with putting in £100 and getting £120 worth of sale or £120 worth of profit back, then spend £100.
Yeah.
But don't put £100 in if you want to make a $3,000 or £3,000 profit from that.
Yeah.
I mean, otherwise we'd all close the banks, we'd all put our adverts on your product on Facebook and just wait for the returns.
Yeah.
So it's important to recognize that if you have only got £100 a month, that's fine. But what return are you expecting? And I would say 30% return on your money is a good return, right? You can't get that with an ISA. You can't get it with a pension. You can't get it with even property.
No.
So if you're putting £100 in, expect to make no more than £130 profit.
Sure.
It becomes relative. And then you scale. You take the £130, keep a little bit for yourself, and put £110 back in.
Yeah.
That will then compound and scale up, and bit by bit, you'll increase the profitability and turnover of your business.
Yeah, I suppose most companies, or small companies, would want to start in that way, but if they see the benefits, then they might want to expand it greatly, yeah?
Most businesses will go out and they will spend a lot of money on their desks or on the computer, or they will spend a lot of time on their own time trying to go networking, trying to do things, and don't equate the numbers. They don't track where those opportunities are coming from.
Yeah.
And what you have to do is just think realistically. You should be spending 30 to 40% of your turnover of your business on marketing.
Really? As much as that.
I would say higher if you want to scale your business quickly.
Yeah.
But 30 to 40% of your turnover. And most companies, when they start out, unless you've got a real good business plan and you're confident in your company, don't.
Mm.
And that's down to confidence.
Mm.
I'm not going to spend money on marketing, and therefore, if you're not going to spend money on marketing, is that because you don't believe that people are going to buy your product or your service? You've got to be thinking about that.
Depends on scale as well, and how well you can cope with additional demand, I suppose.
That's true, if you haven't got the infrastructure.
Yeah.
But it's an interesting point you raise. We do a lot of mentoring for our customers as well, and getting them over the psychology of this. And a lot of people are fearful of success.
Mm-hmm.
They're scared that if I turn on the taps, I can't deliver it.
Yep.
But that's to do with your business process.
Right, okay.
So your business process isn't ready.
Yeah.
But I try and break everything in my business. I try, so you know what, we'll buy a new bit of software. I just acquired a company. And all I've done for the last month is try to break it.
Right.
I want it broken so that I can go back and fix.
Okay.
So when I can scale, I know that I'm going to be able to deliver it. When my sales staff come to me and say, oh, I've tried to do X, Y, and Z, what do I do? I say, just push it through the system.
Yeah.
I will, when it gets to critical mass, I will make that investment to change it. But until it's broken, I'll think it's fine.
Yeah.
So I would go down the route of, I want 100 customers that I can't deliver to, because I'll find someone that can help me deliver it, right, rather than not have the 100 customers.
Brave thing to do.
Well, you can always pretend that you're not going to be able to cope.
Yeah, yeah.
Right? You'll always get to the stage, oh, I can't have any more customers because I can't cope. But you could hire people.
Yeah.
If you have those customers paying, you can hire.
Yeah.
You can buy more stock.
Sure.
You can rent more infrastructure.
Yeah.
And rather than holding back and saying, you know what, if I actually turn this on, I won't be able to cope.
Yeah, yeah.
But that's business process. You haven't put in the processes in your business to enable you to cope.
Yeah.
And that's what I kind of say,
right.
You know what, let's get over that fear.
Well, that's fascinating. There's a lot more to this than meets the eye, isn't there?
It can be, yeah. I mean, I look at it very mathematically, very much on terms of how much traffic, which is what we call footfall, the people are coming. Let's say you had a shop. How many people are walking past that shop?
Yeah.
Right? So you look at the numbers of people walking past the shop. How many of those people are actually being enticed into my shop?
Okay.
So I want a percentage of that. How can I increase that percentage? And then when they're in the shop, how many people can I get from those that have come in to buy?
Yeah.
And how can I increase them to buy?
Sure.
And then how much can I get them to spend more? And how do I increase that?
Yeah.
It's all mathematics. And if you look at the numbers, you can really adapt your business to suit your business process so that you don't scale too quickly.
Right.
But also to make sure that you're able to increase your revenue and your turnover and your profit.
Yeah, fascinating. Well, you're the man to see about all this,
well,
obviously. Your next event is in April the 5th, isn't
it,
at the Mary Green Manor Hotel. Can anybody attend?
Yes, anyone can turn up. It is a £5 entry from 9:15 to 11:45.
Right.
Your coffees, you've got to buy your, if you want refreshments, a lot of people don't, but you know, if you're there for a couple of hours, you may want a coffee. It's at a couple of quid for a coffee.
Yeah.
I'm not sure of the pricing. But yes, but do come down if you want to see if it's for you. If you're nervous about it or you've never done networking before, just, you know, send me an email at luke@biscottibrentwood.co.uk and I'll ensure that someone looks after you so that you're integrated well and you're not just left floundering around the room thinking, what on earth am I doing here?
Yeah. Well, thanks very much, Luke. Absolutely fascinating. I've learned something today, so thanks for that.
No,
good luck
no
with your next Brentwood Biscotti meeting.
Thank you.
Thanks a lot.